Stock, this is dictating on Carol Tran, C-A-R-O-L, Carol Tran, T-R-A-N, T as in Thomas, T-R-A-N, Carol Tran. Date of birth is 11-12-1960. Date of visit 4-17-25. Please make a copy for Humayun Jamidar. H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Humayun. H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Jamidar. J-A-M-I-D-A-R. Jamidar. M-D. Humayun Jamidar. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Humayun. H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Dear Humayun, thank you for sending Carol Tran for primary evaluation. Next, first present illness. This is a 64-year-old lady who has a history of chronic headaches and a transient ischemic attack has been followed by cardiology and has been treated for hypertension for several years period. The patient also has a history of asthma since a young age, but has not been on any specific asthma medications or inhalers. She was sent for a CT chest on /31/24, which showed ground glass opacities at the left lower lobe, suggesting subsegmental atelectasis, and follow-up was suggested. There were also several benign-appearing 2 to 4 millimeter lung nodules bilaterally and mild bronchiolectasis and scattered endobronchial mucus impaction, period. A small hiatal hernia and coronary artery calcifications were noted, period. The patient denies significant cough or sputum production at this time. She has had mild wheezing, but does not use any albuterol inhaler. She is being managed for her migraine attacks with Nurtec, N-U-R-T-E-C, and Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for TIA. And history for hypertension and hypertensive heart disease. History for PACs and a thoracic aortic aneurysm repaired in 2012. The next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient has fibromyalgia and sinus bradycardia? Surgery includes loop recorder implants, thoracic aortic aneurysm repair, TEE bubble study. I'm sorry. Bubble study, period. Next, but family history. Father died of cerebral aneurysm and had a stroke. Mother was diagnosed with diabetes and heart disease. Next paragraph, habit sufficient, is a non-smoker and no significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to codeine, IVP dye, penicillin, naloxicam, compazine. Next, review of systems of patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness or nosebleeds. She has occasional cough and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no anxiety or depression, denies easy bruising. She has muscle aches and joint stiffness. She has headaches and migraineous attacks. Denies memory loss or blackouts. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Nurtec, 75 milligrams as needed. Quilipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A, 60 milligrams daily. Ubrelvy, 100 milligrams as needed. U-B-R-E-L-Y, Ubrelvy. And Almorig, A-L-M-O-R-I-G. Almovig, A-L-M-O-V-I-G, 140 milligrams, sub-Q monthly. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pelvic cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 124 over 70, pulse is 58, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 117, saturation 100. HENT norms, pharynx pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa is edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with centrally clear lung fields. Occasional crackles, right base. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no normal reflexes, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, crash number one. Reactive airway disease. And let's see, that's number one. Number two is bronchiectasis with mild pulmonary fibrosis, period. Number three, history of migraines, period. Number four is hypertension. And number five, history of TIA. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodules, and also get a CBC, IgE level, and total eosinophil count. So the advice to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. But states she does not need it at this time. Follow-up visit be arranged approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Humayun Jamidar, H-U-M-A-Y-U-N, Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Jamidar. Thank you, Sahib. This is a